Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Got some updates on the SBF, the Sam Bankman fraud case, and if you want to hear about that. Also, are people lonelier than ever? It's an interesting story.
I think so.
Yeah, there's an interesting story that we can share about that as well. But with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Ian, Chris.
And Mark.
And we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. First here, we've got David on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Just pitching. Thanks for asking. And on your trial. Oh, so first of all, Mark, and all three of you, the weather that you're experiencing is very easy to understand. If you simply look at the weather map, you can see exactly what's going on here in a very easy to understand fashion, at least if you're an airline transport pilot like that.
Is it chemtrails? Say it's chemtrails.
Yes, it's chemtrails. Remember when I told you back when I was working as an airline pilot, we used to spray you every day, and so my work is finally paying off.
Kind of funny.
Okay.
You didn't let me get to any of these that I had already for you yesterday, so now I have the trial issues from yesterday plus the new ones that came up. First of all, did you or your attorney make any objections during the – because if you want to appeal, as you know very well by now, you have to have grounds.
Yes, we have grounds for appeal, and we will be appealing.
Okay, what are the grounds?
I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay, well, then, public records, the judge made a comment in open court on the record, so I hear from you, about there are appealable issues, and so to which appealable issues was the judge referring on the public record?
He didn't say.
Okay.
Perhaps if you want to give advice on this topic, David, maybe a telephone call to Ian that's not on the air.
No, it's okay. I mean, we've got this covered.
I forgot to give my disclaimer. I'm in spite of the fact that I am not a licensed proctologist specializing in anal and rectal examinations, I will analyze the trial anyway.
No, I'm no doctor, but I'll take a look.
The appeal. I heard you say one of your callers asked one of my other questions, and that is about your appeal attorney. It is a well-known fact in the legal industry that trial attorneys are generally trial attorneys, and there's a reason why they call them trial attorneys, and appeals attorneys are another specialty. And generally speaking, trial attorneys do not do appeals because it's a highly specialized field of law.
That is true.
Are you aware of?
Yeah, that is true. It may be worth looking at some options. You do bring a good point there, David, as far as appeals attorneys are concerned.
Also, you, I'm sure you know. I'm assuming that you motioned during your trial for one, two, and three, number one, for summary judgment. You did that, right?
We did, yeah.
Okay. And obviously that was denied by the judge.
And actually, we actually haven't had the rulings yet on the motions to dismiss the counts after the prosecution left.
At this point, you have a failure to rule. Number two, I'm going to speculate that you, your case, when I say you, I mean you, your attorney, your professor, your legal team, whatever, you also motioned for a directed verdict, right?
Well, I mean, the terminology was basically to dismiss the counts, and I think that was sort of the intention was to direct the verdict, but the language of directed verdict wasn't.
These are two entirely and uniquely recognized under law, established things. A summary judgment is one thing. Directed verdict is another thing. And let me throw in the third thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure you also motioned for judgment notwithstanding the verdict, right?
No, that doesn't sound very very familiar to me.
Oh, really? Well, it's familiar to me, and all of them apply to your case. I wonder why these motions were not filed. Chris and everybody else for that matter, but Chris said it on your program tonight. There have to be remedies for miscarriages of justice. There's a phrase, right? For miscarriage of justice, and it occurs to me that you suffered a malicious prosecution in all of the different ways that it became malicious, as well as negligence. So that would be grounds for appeals. There's a whole bunch of things that appear to have happened or not happened that should have.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I definitely do appreciate it. And, yes, we are aware of the audio issues, and unfortunately they're going to affect every single caller tonight. We have bad internet.
It's bad weather and
right now.
You know, I actually recommended not taking callers at all tonight because it's difficult to listen to, man.
Yeah, I get you. Well, I want to go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say that I think we're short of like 68 bus drivers. They all quit.
What bus drivers?
Here in Albuquerque. Remember that we had that free bus ride?
You're talking about the city bus.
The city buses, yeah. They
68 of them quit. How many bus drivers were there total?
68?
I don't know. I mean, we're short 68 bus drivers. We're supposed to cut out a lot of the bus routes. Like, we used to have 36 and 37. We just have 36. So they're going to chop out, like, 15 bus routes.
It's hard to find good help, I'll tell you what, especially for a job like that, which has got to be one of the toughest. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. And one of the hardest ones to deal with because you're just dealing with some real ungrateful individuals on those buses. I mean, you can't pay people enough for that job, I suspect.
I bet.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, you know, the drunk, you know, homeless, and like cause all sorts of problems. I would not want to be.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, I've taken public transit in certain cities before, and
gangbangers.
It can be pretty ugly. I've never run into gangbangers, so to speak, but just clearly
there's some thugs on some buses here and there.
Well, you're
clearly
either
homeless types.
You either want to deal with the worst the society has to offer, or and I mean, so it either festers unchecked, or you're dealing with real problems all the time.
Yep. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So, of course, we've been following the whole Bankman situation. Sam Bankman fraud or freed or whatever his name
is. He's lounging in Southern California now, right?
He's out. He's at his parents' house, from my understanding, and he's on house arrest. He's on some pretty restrictive bail conditions, as we learned recently.
Well, this is like during the COVID lockdown. This is the complaint that, hey, my apartment isn't nearly as nice as your mansion in Big Sur. I shouldn't be locked down like you. And his house arrest is significantly different than most people's.
Well, yeah, that is for sure. And also, he didn't have to spend, he spent some time in a Bahamian prison, like less than a week, I think. But he didn't have to really spend any time in a U.S. Jail. He got flown back in after he accepted extradition, and they took him right into a hearing, it looked like the next morning or something like that. And that
was probably in exchange for him not fighting the extradition.
And he got cut loose,
Yep.
They didn't say he was some sort of dastardly criminal, criminal mastermind, like they said with me.
Kingpin was their choice of words.
Yeah, they kept me in jail. They kept our friend Nobody in jail for 6 months, and they kept me in jail for 69 days, and they made it as hard as they possibly could for us to get bail. This guy, he walks right out after paying a $250 million bond in that case. And as I understand it, it wasn't even like $250 million cash. They put up a house, and then some other people who had assets signed off. So it wasn't like they just went in there with a $250 million check and handed it over. At least that's what the media was reporting. There's a little bit here going on because it looks like his ex-girlfriend is rolling on him as well as his co-founder in this case. And one of the Twitter reporters has done a breakdown on
some she'd roll on a lot of people.
Some things that we've learned so far. You can share your thoughts and bring up whatever you want. It is.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live, you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. guess we should be lucky to be on the air at all here tonight. We've got serious internet issues out here, and maybe it was caused by the weather. You never know what the problem is out there on the internet somewhere, but it's not looking too hot here, and that's why the calls sound like garbage tonight. So apologies for that. In the studio, it's Ian.
And Chris. And Mark. Hey, look, I know we called the show Free Talk Live, but that doesn't mean we need to take every crap call that comes in. And, you know, the internet's down, you know? Like, if the power was off, we wouldn't be broadcasting a show. The internet's off. We fortunately can do uplinks, but we can't do down. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, we'll try to come up with a really great show for you that doesn't include calls.
I don't know. I mean, some people would say it's bad. I listened to David, and David
is good.
I could hear him. I could understand him.
Every word.
Yeah, it is annoying.
Yeah, that's not his fault.
I don't know if it was that bad. I mean, we often get callers that have kind of garbage connections, and that wasn't as bad as that.
I'm pretty sensitive to it. I am pretty sensitive to it. And maybe I'm being more tolerant. I'm probably being more tolerant because I know it's not the caller's issue tonight. But anyway, so we're going to talk about Sam Bankman fraud, allegedly. And he is currently out on bail. He's facing 8 charges at the moment. His buddies have allegedly taken a plea deal. His ex-girlfriend Caroline was facing over 100 years in prison, and she took a plea, as did his co-founder, Mr. I believe Gary Wang. I know his last name is Wang, I think.
The deals for these people significantly better. The government doesn't care about getting justice. It cares about getting the name.
Yes.
And so Sam's the name they want.
Yep.
And I don't know what they're offering him at this point, but they're probably going to be offering him something soon or already have.
And we will find out, I'm sure, if he takes that deal relatively soon. But for now, his cohorts are turning on him. According to Compound248 on Twitter, he looked over the SEC filing. So there's actually two sides to this now. So you've got the criminal charges that are being brought in the FTX case. For those that don't know, we're talking about a cryptocurrency exchange that failed spectacularly back in early November. They're bringing criminal charges for things like wire fraud and various different conspiracy to commit wire fraud and things like that for the operators of the FTX exchange, including Mr. Bankman, his ex-girlfriend, and his co-founder, and probably some others. But now the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, has also brought a lawsuit, in this case against FTX, in regards to the FTT token. So FTX had its own token that it issued, and the
S-coin.
And the SEC is saying that token was a so-called security. And so they're bringing a very similar case probably to what they brought against Library, what Library lost, unfortunately, against the SEC within recent weeks, and they're doing the same thing. But what they're doing is before they filed this case, they spoke with Bankman's ex-girlfriend and Wang, the other guy who was involved, and got some information because they are now cooperating with the federal government. So according to the SEC's lawsuit, the account here at Twitter, Compound248, dug some of the information up here. Apparently, they say that Mr. Wang had built a backdoor to the FTX exchange for Alameda Research, which was Sam Bankman's investment house, in order for them to sweep funds out of FTX and then use that for their own investing purposes, to take customer money and use that for investing and trading and things that they weren't supposed to be doing with customer money. Apparently, Sam invested in real estate, politicians, and venture capital. Caroline says Sam directed her to take customer funds from FTX in exchange for their made-up FTT S-coin. This directly contradicts Sam's repeated "I don't know" statements. Caroline is throwing Sam under the bus.
Well, they were throwing each other under the bus. He was throwing her under the bus previously.
Sure. But she's the one cooperating with the feds.
Well, she's the one who got the opportunity to cooperate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Despite already having borrowed, quote-unquote, billions and billions of FTX customer assets by May of 2022, when crypto went bump in the night, Alameda couldn't fulfill its borrower obligations. So Sam ordered Caroline to take even more FTX customer money in order to pay off their loans that they had, or the creditors or whatever that they'd had.
Mm.
So they're digging in deeper and deeper over the year in 2022. The violations peaked in 2022, but it began years ago from the start of FTX. This wasn't a recent accident. It was a multi-year fraud, at least so alleges the SEC lawsuit. And they have, this is like a summary, right? But they actually have scans of the lawsuit with highlights all over. And I'll post this up at social.freetalklive.com. You can take a look at it.
Is this was this a publicly traded company?
I doubt it.
Okay, I'm just
private exchange run by Sam and his buddies.
I'm just trying to like wrap my head around it a bit because like you know they keep throwing these accusations against him and I don't know like I'm not like a fan of the guy or anything but and I would never recommend anybody have ever used the exchange but it's just like one of these things that's like you know it's. You know, PayPal's unregulated, or they're lightly regulated, too, as a money MSB as opposed to a bank or something similar.
Yeah, they're
right?
not a bank.
And they can freeze your money and, you know, do all sorts of things that a bank wouldn't necessarily have any obligation. Like, banks have certain fiduciary responsibilities that an MSB might not have. And so, like, you might not get your money back if PayPal freezes your account versus a bank, they have to give you your money back. But it just then goes back to, well... Okay, I mean, you know, what obligations did, you know, FTX actually have, and, you know, why? You know, it's like, I don't know, it's just like, I don't know.
Well, according to the story here, Alameda Research was 100% owned by Sam and Gary, the other guy, Gary Wang.
Yeah, right.
And again, Wang is cooperating now with the feds, apparently.
I mean, but wasn't FTX too?
Probably. I don't know the details on the ownership there. It was probably Sam. In that case.
Yeah, I mean, like, so what difference, I almost, like, want to say, like, what difference does it make? Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess the idea is, in the contract or the terms of service, it was saying that it was your funds, but how is that any different than, say, PayPal, you know, the funds being yours on, say, something like PayPal, but they can freeze your funds at any point. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, if you don't, I don't know, it just seems kind of weird to be making these accusations of fraud when, I don't know, it seems like the line is more, the line is a little looser than I don't know, it seems
well,
like...
Well, I haven't been following the case in detail.
I haven't either, but...
my understanding of it is they're saying that the FTX exchange was supposed to be separate from this Alameda Research, even though they're both run by Sam Bankman. And what they were doing wrong was that they were taking funds from the FTX exchange without the knowledge of their customers and moving it over to this Alameda Research, which was doing all kinds of crazy stuff with it. And then they lost it.
Yeah.
And now they're in the red by billions of dollars to their customers.
It seems like a you know sloppy management. And
yeah, it is.
I mean, you know, they did some things they shouldn't. But that seems like every company out there just about. It's,
no, this is a pretty.
No, this is extra sloppy. Extra super sloppy.
This is slimy.
They're saying maybe. this was a plan. Now they didn't plan. I don't think to lose like they did.
Yeah,
but they were planning to take customers.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. From coast to coast and border to border, the continental United States remains under a frigid deep freeze. However, for Americans living in southern states, there is some relief on the way, likely by Christmas and beyond.
It does look like the South will see moderating temperatures and relatively quiet weather immediately following Christmas Day.
More than 13,000 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have been delayed or canceled so far today. Southwest Airlines has delayed almost half its flights nationwide. Former President Trump says potential indictments did not play into his decision to run for president in 2024. In an interview published in New York Magazine, Trump said he did nothing wrong and insisted the fear of being indicted had nothing to do with his campaign. The former president is the subject of several investigations, including those focused on his role in last year's Capitol attack. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Join the show here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio here tonight is Ian.
And Chris.
And Mark.
We're looking at some of the details. This is kind of a summary piece over at a user named Compound248 who's been digging through the SEC lawsuit against the FTX people regarding allegedly having a security as its token, the FTT token. They say that apparently they were manipulating those tokens also by...
And it seems very clear they were.
Yeah. Buying them on exchanges and, of course, you know, giving these tokens out in, you know, return for whatever things their customers were doing. And then, of course, what happened was that token took a big fall in early November, and a lot of their assets were sort of backed by that token or whatever. That's my understanding of it.
Yeah.
By no means am I a financial expert. But I will link to this full piece, which includes excerpts from the actual
document. What they were doing was what banks have done for a very long time. It's fractional reserve banking. They
but without the government's okay.
That's correct.
Yeah.
They are essentially issuing tokens and then keeping up the value of them. It's a little different, you know, a bit more of a shell game, but it's very similar. If a bank, which is can lend out $10 for every $1 on deposits, And then it has the backing of the United States federal government to pay off most of their accounts, because most of their accounts are going to be below $100,000.
It's $250,000.
Is it $250,000?
This is why I don't feel like this is that big of a deal by comparison, because the government does the same thing. So why are we so upset when somebody does it on a private, like at a private level, right? It's a private company at a private level. You bought into it. You didn't have to keep your crypto on the exchange. You did. You chose to. You know, I mean, this is one of the reasons why I've said, you know, don't hold your money on an exchange. If they go under or whatever, you could lose it.
Agreed. And don't hold your money anywhere. If it's not your keys, it's not
right,
your coin.
Right.
I mean, and you know, that's, you know, it's a good lesson that has been brought home time and again. But these people don't deserve to be ripped off. If you have there's a difference between a government bank. They'll use the full faith and credit of the United States to stick a gun in your neighbor's face, take their money from them, and then pay you off with it.
But what's the alternative? Regulations and violence? I don't think that's the answer. I don't think you know, making it regulated.
The alternative is the market maker. Those are the banks. The market makers do this every day, but they're backed. This company comes and does it because the world accepts it. Like, bank runs used to be a pretty regular thing, and now they aren't, because everybody knows they're going to be covered, except for the people at FTX. Because there's no...
I mean, but these people chose that, right? You chose to do and use something that's unregulated.
I get it. A lot of people chose it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't see why I should be forced to use something that's regulated. And
why are you forced to do that?
Because they won't allow. They're trying to force regulation down our throat, and I don't want to go and use something that's regulated.
You live in the United States. I mean, you could have gone to the Bahamas and been without regulation.
They were based out of the Bahamas, though.
I know. That's what I'm telling you. You don't want regulation. Go someplace else.
But they wanted to regulate somebody in the Bahamas.
They got him anyway.
Right. They were doing American citizens is what I see what you're saying. There are American citizens involved. The United States is going to do this. You know?
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know. It's just like I'm conflicted. Like, I don't like the guy. I wouldn't have used his exchange in the first place. This was targeted
towards
investors.
I'll tell you this. He had contagions that went not just secondary, tertiary. I mean, way out this, you know, like people loaned to people who loaned to people who loaned to FTX.
Yeah.
And their money's gone. I mean, like the industry's been hit hard. But
I kind of lean towards what you're saying here, Chris. It's like my viewpoint of this whole FTX debacle is, it's yet another learning opportunity.
It is a learning opportunity.
It should be.
And they should learn the lesson of not your keys, not your coins, and hopefully they'll be smarter with this the next time they have cryptocurrency, if they, you know, decide to keep doing crypto.
Right.
I'm sure a lot of people are turned off because of this. But
I think you were found guilty in part because of this.
What's interesting about this situation is specifically that this character, Bankman, was an advocate for regulation. If this were happening...
Which is what put me off with the guy in the first place.
So if this were just happening to some regular old crypto exchange, it would be kind of, you know, really sad. But I'm not as sad when it happens
to
the guy.
I'm not sad at all.
Yeah, I'm not saying you are.
Yeah,
I'm not
with this particular guy. I just don't like the consequences of what's going on.
The consequences for...
People arguing for the regulation because of, you know, this exchange that they chose to use that...
I agree with you there.
It's investors of all people. It's like, okay, you went into a market to try and, you know, make a buck off it, and it was unregulated, which is the whole reason you went into it. And now you're complaining that, you know, it fell apart.
Told you you were going to get 10% APR,
come on.
You know, you thought it was going to be a good thing forever?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the issue.
Yeah. So that's that update there. So they're squawking. His cohorts are talking to the feds, and, you know, of course we don't know what that's going to do for their sentence. His ex-girlfriend is probably going to have to testify against him, which will probably mean she'll get a fairly light sentence.
Well, it probably won't go anywhere because we almost never have trials in the United States.
Yeah, that presumes he goes to trial, which of course
he probably won't.
Assume that. So Washington Post, in a story that actually I bookmarked around Thanksgiving, we didn't have a chance to get to it, but I think it might be interesting. It's about people and just being alone. The headline, Americans are choosing to be alone, and here's why we should reverse that. So they talk about people in Thanksgiving, not going to see their family. They say time spent with friends went down during COVID-19, and time spent alone went up. Thanksgiving was not spared. Americans spent 38% less time with friends and extended family over the Thanksgiving weekend in the last 2 years than they had a decade prior. And now they say for the scarier news, our social lives were withering dramatically before COVID-19. And we've talked about this, how people have gone online, especially younger people, spending less time with their friends and apparently their families as well. Between 2014 and 2019, time spent with friends went down and time spent alone went up by more than it did during the pandemic. And then they give a chart that shows that.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I watch social media, Instagram and, you know, maybe other places. I don't even know. But I see a lot of memes from a lot of introverts, hypochondriacs, weirdos. And I don't get it. But it seems to be causing social. You won't even, you know. Go to your room or something like that. You don't know how much I want to go to my room. You know, go to bed for me means looking at my phone in a different section of the house. You know, like just all these memes about being miserable, sleepy, single, fat,
anxious,
lonely, mentally ill. Like, you know, this is lauded and talked about all the time. You would have never talked about this, you know, decades in the past. You would have never advocated for your own mental health in this way. You're like, oh, I'm a kooky one. And you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I guess I don't hang out in the same places where you get these memes, Mark, so I don't really see them as often, but I don't deny what you're saying. I suspect it's true. We certainly see it amongst young people who are always talking, it seems like, about being depressed and anxious. Yeah. Like, I never heard that growing up. When, you know, in the 1990s or whenever, when I was in high school, I didn't hear people talk about that. But now you hear it all over the place. It's like a badge of honor. I mean, Aria's talked about how people on Twitter are putting their mental issues in their profile bio.
Wait, what?
That's what they want people to know about them. That they have depression, that they have anxiety, that they have, you know, gender dysphoria.
Oh, don't forget adding your pronouns. That's just more mental illness.
Yeah. So, according to the Census Bureau's American Time Use Survey, the amount of time the average American spent with friends used to be stable at 6.5 hours per week between 2010 and 2013. And then in 2014, the time spent with friends began to decline. By 2019, the average American was spending only 4 hours per week with friends, which was a 37% decline from just 5 years previous. Social media, political polarization, and new tech also played a role in the drop. COVID then deepened the trend. During the pandemic, time with friends fell even further. In 2021, the average American spent only 2 hours and 45 minutes a week with close friends, which is a 58% decline from just one decade prior. Is this a problem?
It doesn't sound good.
No, there's more coming up here. We'll share with you. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. Lines are open if you want to join us here. We're talking about lonely people. People in the United States. Maybe this is happening elsewhere, but at least in the U.S., there's a survey that's been asking people over the years. It's the Census Bureau, actually. They've been asking Americans for some number of years who they're spending time with. Are they spending time with people? And apparently, prior to 2013, Americans were spending about 6.5 hours per week with their friends, but that has been declining ever since 2014. And, of course, it got more severe during COVID, but it's been getting worse prior to COVID as well. And that's what the story is all about here from the Washington Post. They say that time with friends has been falling dramatically. It's now only 2 hours and 45 minutes per week as of 2021. They probably don't have numbers yet for 2022. So down from 6 hours and 6.5 hours a decade ago to 2 hours and 45 minutes with what they call close friends. Now, similar declines can be seen even when the definition of friends is expanded. So let's say your friends include your neighbors, your coworkers, and your clients. In that case, the average American spent 15 hours a week with that broad group a decade ago, 12 hours in 2019, and down to only 10 hours per week in 2021. So it's a 33% decline.
That's, pretty high.
Decade.
I wonder whether they include, something that's been declining dramatically over the years is clubs. Now, my dad was a member of the Moose Lodge.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And, there was a bunch of these things at one point. You know, different clubs.
The Elks Lodge.
Yeah, Elks, Eagles, Eagles, BPOE, I think is what it is. Eagles is for FOE, Fraternal Order of Eagles, and the Odd Fellows Club, and, just a whole variety of these. Then you include Lions and JCs and, any variety of the Toastmasters, and there's all kinds of varieties of these clubs. There's also the Italian-American clubs and the Swiss-American clubs and, a bunch of these where they're ethnically based in whatever way that they do it. And different ethnicities, by the way, have different clubs, too. And I don't want to leave those out. I just don't know as much about them. And these things are nearly gone. There's, you know, there in Sarasota where I'm from, there is an elk, there is a moose lodge still. I don't know where it is.
What's the average age of the member?
God, it has to be old.
90.
There's a trailer park on North Trail, which you're familiar with, which is reserved for members of the Eagles Club.
Huh.
And so if you're a member of the Eagles Club, you can get a you can go to this 55 and over trailer park, which in Florida, by the way, if it's 55 and over, the trailer park is probably pretty nice.
Okay.
But if it's not 55 and over,
not
it's
so
an
much.
Asshole.
Okay.
So I just wonder what has happened to those things.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, like,
they got to have a real hard time bringing in new members into those things.
It's got to be.
Like, I mean, I don't spend a lot of time at those
clubs. And one more thing, even before that, I always wonder about the Shakers. You know who these people are?
Aren't they basically extinct?
Yeah. They're a religion from that started diminishing around the 1880s.
Because they didn't want to have sex.
They were celibate.
Yeah.
So, and they always brought people in, but the Industrial Revolution made it so that people could make it on their own without living in clubs, essentially. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple handful of Shakers left with all this property. And they don't know what they're going to do with it.
Mm.
You know? I mean, if the Hustlers... I'm surprised the Hustlers haven't come in. I'm a Shaker. Okay. I don't know.
So, on average, Americans didn't transfer the lost time that they, you know, again, they're doing fewer, spending fewer hours with friends. They didn't transfer that time that they had back with to other people, like spouses, partners, or their children. Instead, they chose to be alone. And now, no single group drives this trend. It's true for men and women, white, non-white, rich, poor, urban, rural, married, unmarried, parents, and non-parents all saw proportionally similar declines in time spent with others.
And by the way, when you're talking about sex and meeting people and these sorts of things, I'll bet you sex is down, too. The incidence,
if you're alone,
incidences of sex, and I mean between two or more people, lower than it was in 2019 and whatever the date they're looking at there, because there's just fewer people around. This means fewer babies, less replication of American citizens.
Well, and you've seen what happens in Japan when a society has fewer.
It's in collapse, and Japan's even more. More of an ethno state than the United States is.
It's one of those reasons that's an argument for opening the border, right? Because if we don't open the border, what happens to our economy?
Loosening immigration in this case.
Yeah.
One thing that I think is stunning that the United States does is, you know, they restrict the people who have come here for school in staying.
Yeah.
If somebody's come here and gotten a degree,
why wouldn't you want
at an English-speaking American university? You want to kick them out of the country? If somebody wants a job in Silicon Valley doing computer programming, getting paid presumably somewhere in up to near six figures to start, you want to keep them out? What is wrong with you? What kind of breathtaking bureaucracy are we talking about trying to keep those people out? I mean, I can see if a country's emptying its prisons into the United States, I gotcha. But if you're talking about educated individuals who have with a high earning potential that can speak English like a native speaker, by God, let them in here.
One of the problems that, you know, with Japan and these, and maybe the America soon, is bureaucracy goes slow, right? So the trends are happening. These trends are happening over years, and the bureaucracy still just hasn't caught up with opening
they can't
up
do anything
and letting
about it.
People in. So it
because
makes...
a bureaucrat's job is to say no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And status quo.
So they have to say no in order to keep the job. If they don't, there's no reason for the job if they don't say no. So they're just sort of protecting themselves.
Here's the other interesting detail. So we're talking about how the pattern is true of people spending less time with friends across all these different categories, different demographics categories. But also it's true, they say, of remote and in-person workers. Because you would think it's going to be true with remote workers, right? Like, obviously, they're not going to spend as much time with their coworkers and things like that. But they're also, the in-person workers aren't spending as much time with their coworkers and their other and their other friends.
Well, I think there's a lot of efficiency going on in work, and people do more. They get more done. I don't know if... I can't speak to it entirely.
That may be true, but there's still some, you know, in the old days
or
whatever.
A water cooler or something like that?
Yeah, water cooler.
You might go out with your coworkers after work to a bar or a restaurant or something like that. And those sorts of things probably just aren't happening as often now. The percentage decline is also similar for the young and the old. However, given how much time young people spend with friends, the absolute decline among Americans age 15 to 19 is staggering.
Yeah.
Relative to 2010 to 2013, the average American teenager spent approximately 11 fewer hours with friends each week in 2021 and 12 additional hours alone.
I mean, what did you guys think was going to happen when they closed all the malls?
But again, it's been, well, malls have been closing down for a long time. I mean, probably since before 2010.
Well, I mean, there's also just better entertainment. Mm-hmm. Think about it for a second. When I was, Jack is going to be 15 here shortly, and he likes to play video games.
Right.
And he gets on there and he chats with people. He talks to them while he's poning noobs or whatever it is he's doing over there.
Yeah.
And he's alone. And versus when I was 15. There just wasn't as much to do. You can only sit there and play Atari 2600.
I was going to say, did they even have video games yet?
Yeah, thank you. I played Atari 2600, but I kind of put it away at some point, you know, maybe at 13 or 14. It just wasn't that great. Mm-hmm. Then along came, right after I put it away, along came Nintendo. But I barely had that attachment. I just didn't. It didn't draw me back in the same way. And... for me, it was, I wanted to get a job because I wanted to hang out with the people that had something interesting, it was interesting over there. And
now they don't want to work.
No, I mean,
I don't know if kids don't want to work, but I certainly would say they've been hindered from jobs. I mean, they can't even get their cars. When I was young, 16, the first thing you do is you get a license, right? And you get a car and you go hang out with your friends and you get a job. And now you can't get a car. You can't get a job. Kids, there are people,
they're not.
They won't even let them.
He's correct that the government's making it harder and harder for people who are 16 and 17 to get driver's licenses. But on top of that, Chris, Ian's correct. Kids just don't want the jobs in the numbers that they used to have them. Mm-hmm. It used to be the 14 and 15-year-olds were a relatively large segment of the working population. Now, they are minuscule. Almost no one will hire them.
We're out of time for tonight. I'll put the story up on our social media over at social.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to check out bullionmax.com/FTL. Get your silver starter kit there at employee pricing. It's a pretty sweet offer. It's bullionmax.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100, and have a great time getting there.